Jewish news from down under. Down under. With Vic Allardyce.
Good day, mate.
Good day, Vic. How are you?
Good day. Very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
It's always good to speak to you. All right, let's talk about Shulgate. What's happening with the synagogue disputes?
Well, the disputes with an S on the end.
Yeah.
So the one that we've talked about for some time, South Head Synagogue, which had the major vikuach, the major dispute with its rabbi, the second oldest synagogue and largest synagogue in Sydney. What has happened there is that as we mentioned before, the synagogue went into liquidation. It has now reformed, and I use that word carefully, it's still Orthodox. It is reformed as Kehilat Kedima. It's got a new name. It's using the same premises as the previous one.
Wow.
And all the members of the former synagogue, South Head Synagogue, have all received letters in the mail inviting them to join the new entity, which is called Kehilat Kedima. And many, possibly, probably most, are joining the new entity. But the dispute between the old entity and the former rabbi, Ben Tzion Maleki, is still unresolved and is still to be played out.
It doesn't sound very ethical. I mean, that really sounds very, very underhanded.
Obviously, I can make no comment or judgment on that. What is clear, because obviously we have the Chagim, the high holidays, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur coming up very soon. And so those services, I understand, will be run by Rabbi Benji Levy, who's a young rabbi, parents, former South African, Jeff and Debbie Levy. He's actually the resident, he's the head of spiritual life at Moriah College, our largest Jewish school. I understand, will be running the high holiday festival services. But the issue between, the former Rabbi Maleki and the South Head Synagogue as it was, still to be played out.
All
right. And it's obviously up to others where, in what forum that is played out.
So Vic, as I understand it, and just correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe I'm misunderstanding it, that there was this existing synagogue. The rabbi had served the community for 40 years. It's now time for him to retire. He wants a pension and he wants the synagogue to pay, right? The synagogue doesn't want to pay. They suspend services and they start another entity inviting the congregation to be a part of that entity, and that is now running from the same premises. Is that correct? Is that what I'm ever?
The one part that is not entirely correct is where synagogue does not want to pay. From what I've my understanding is that the synagogue did actually make an offer of payout offer to the former rabbi, and that this, for whatever reason, was not satisfactory to the rabbi. So there certainly offers were actually put on the table of some sort of compensation, payout, whatever the correct term is, but that was not acceptable for whatever reason to the rabbi by the rabbi. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just, take a hike, see you later. There was an offer on the table.
Okay.
That is my understanding.
All right, I didn't know that. All right, well, let's see how this plays out. Vic, Australia's ambassador to Israel returns home. Why?
Before we do that.
Yes.
And then there was the other dispute, which blew up last week, where a development application to build a new synagogue was knocked back by the court. And the reason given was that there would be a security risk, to the users and neighbors. And this blew up big time because such a rationale puts every synagogue, let's face it, around the world at risk every time you want to build. Well, as we sadly all know, security risks, unfortunately, go with the territory.
Yeah.
So there was a huge, I would have done about a dozen media interviews on that, and not just with this country. Interest approaches from South Africa, from Israel, from the US, because it was such a unfortunate precedent to give, to cite such a reason. So where that is now is that the mayor of the council, where the synagogue would take or will happen if it happens, and the rabbi from who wants to build the synagogue have sat down, have met. They're due to meet again tomorrow, and there will be a re-lodging of the development application, and we will see how that plays out.
Okay, Vic, it's, I'm just looking at the time and we are actually out of time. I'm so sorry. But, we look forward to speaking to you next Tuesday. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, and we have to talk about non-dispute issues next time.
Yes, let's talk about flowery stuff. Thanks, Vic. God bless. Take care. Okay. Bye bye.